Well, first of all, about in the middle 50, I was loaned by RCA, essentially an agreement between Sarnoff and Rockefeller brothers, to go to the Rockefeller Institute, which is moved from here to New York, and organized there the laboratory, electronic laboratory for a medical application. And I spent about 2 years, half time, half year. There were developed quite a number of things. Electronic was applied, particularly when transistors were available. At that time, had the idea and tested the importance of movement of electric potential over the skin of the human being, and proposed the research in this line and building some equipment, which some of them we build already. We built, for instance, big matrix about 100 separate transistor element, and which through the amplifier was transmitted on the reception television tube, and you can see the movement of potential there. But very little can be done of significance then in connection of the sickness and so on, for many reasons. First of all, we were not medical people. Second, medical people not always cooperative. Third, transistors were in infancy and very difficult to assemble. 100 transistors were alike. Therefore, I proposed that they build a big group consisting with quite a number of specialty, including medical people, physicists, biophysicists, the people who in anesthesia, because that is reflected there, with a large budget. Well, that was finally sent by the Institute to the NIH. NIH condemned this thing, saying that is not scientific approach when you make this mixed thing. And besides, it looks like Capuncho. So the Capuncho was condemned, and was condemned more or less until Nixon went to China, you know. And then it was so many reports in the newspaper from his entourage, then everybody got crazy about the Capuncho. Well, you see, you have the situation at that time, that was 4 years ago, that at one time some of the people who was able to go to China reported, I witnessed a miracle, you know. Some other thing, which are most skeptical, reported it's all hogwash, you know. It's a very big spread between miracle and hogwash, you know. So evident it was something in Acupuncture, which was underdeveloped for about 5,000 years in China. And I was going at that time to Japan several times and investigating what they work in and so on, and had a very strong impression on the thing which we started when we were in Rockefeller, or tried to start in Rockefeller Institute, was exactly the same thing.